Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Among the special armed forces of the world's nations are some of the most formidable units ever seen. Designed to go above and beyond the call of duty, everything from their training to their missions goes further than standard military forces. To extremes, you'll struggle to believe.
You're listening.
Be amazed.
Shayatet 13. Israel has a number of special forces units, but the Shayatet 13 is probably the most highly regarded, while simultaneously being among the most secretive. The unit, established in 1949, is also referred to as the People of Silence. While they've fought in just about all of Israel's major wars and undertaken dangerous counterinsurgency missions, you've probably never heard much about them. That's because their details are so strictly contained by the Israeli government that very few ever make it into the public eye. What is known about this mysterious unit of Israel's Navy Commandos is that it's made up of three companies. The raiding company take point on missions involving assassinations, incursions, and counterterrorism. The underwater company, whose name gives away their predominantly maritime roles in submerged and seaborne attacks and recon. And above water company, who operate the Shayatet 13's fleet of boats and submarines for transport and surface attacks. Many special forces units around the world require recruits to have served a minimum amount of military service, and the Shayatet 13 recruits have to meet a particularly high bar. Application acceptance requires a minimum of 4.5 years of service, and that's not including the 20 months of high-intensity training they have to go through first. This starts with basic and further training, both of which are designed to put the troops through the paces of maritime warfare. Then they go through advanced training in combat diving, using unique Shayatet 13 wetsuits and state-of-the-art breathing apparatuses. This training takes the meaning of stealth to a whole new level, as they're barely permitted to let oxygen bubbles escape. This diving phase is incredibly brutal and demanding of both body and mind, and the dropout rate is extremely high. As you might expect with an organization like this, the exact figure is classified. All we know is that so few make it through that there are years where the unit is barely able to operate due to low numbers. But that hasn't ever stopped them undertaking dangerous missions such as Operation Full Disclosure. In 2014, the Iranian ship Class C was identified as carrying deadly weapons of long-range destruction off the coast of Israel. The Shayatet 13 were called in and prepared for every eventuality before successfully seizing the vessel without ever being detected. While it's undeniably impressive, this is just one of the victories these veterans have been a part of. And quite honestly, it's unlikely that the world will ever hear about most of the missions this secretive unit carries out. Alpha Group. Russia takes things pretty seriously when it comes to national security, and this is proven by the existence of the utterly terrifying Alpha Group. With the motto of, "Where Alpha appears, compromise stops," you can get an idea of how merciless this Special Forces unit really is. Formed under the command of Russia's secret police, the KGB, in 1974, following terrorist attacks during the Munich Olympics, they were gradually developed into a dedicated counter-terrorism task force. Today, they're charged with resolving complex hostage situations in a variety of scenarios, which include storming hijacked buildings, trains, and planes. To ensure the unit includes only the brightest recruits, all potential candidates must have a university degree and are required to spend a minimum of 3 years in training. This includes a grueling phase of infantry training, parachuting, diving, sniper operations, and practical shooting. They also learn a variety of foreign languages and martial arts to actively prepare them for any terrorist situation, with intense psychological training to solidify their allegiance to the Kremlin. Talk about getting in your head. This training makes them a cornerstone of Russia's military power. So much so that a military coup against President Mikhail Gorbachev in 1991 failed because Alpha Group refused to take part. Despite threats of execution by other KGB leaders at the time, Alpha Group remained dedicated in their loyalty and refused to move against the party leadership. Thanks to this, no attack could take place on the parliamentary building, and the coup eventually fell apart like a wet cake. While Alpha Group are a key vertebrae in the backbone of Russia's military, their reputation as a merciless unit has some terrifying foundations. Operations such as the 2004 Beslan school siege saw all but one of the 32 terrorists eliminated, but with over 300 hostages being wiped out in the process, that's an insane amount of collateral damage. While they've been criticized for their heavy-handed treatment of similar situations, their primary objective is to eliminate all threats. So, between the terrorist and the hostage, who do you think should be more afraid of the Alpha Group? Let me know in the comments below. U.S. Navy SEALs. When Hollywood wants to cash in on the latest military action trend, you'll usually see people based around these guys on your screen. These highly trained individuals, the U.S. Navy SEALs, are renowned for being one of the leading special force units in the U.S. military. And with good reason. Their acronym comes from the fact that they specialize in sea, air, and land operations, and their skills are just as adaptable as they sound. They can carry out work in a huge range of environments, from deserts and urban areas to jungle and even Arctic conditions. But a Navy SEAL's ability to adapt to terrain goes much deeper and is trained for with some crazy exercises. For example, SEALs preparing to enter a cold weather environment will be taken to Kodiak, Alaska. Here, they'll acclimatize by being thrown into an ice river for 8 minutes. Just a few minutes more is enough to kill most humans. These types of drills push them to the brink of hypothermia, but they're vital to their survival and performance in real-world scenarios. But bad weather is barely the half of it. With many of their missions requiring units to be inserted into dangerous territory, conventional transport usually isn't an option. Instead, SEALs are routinely parachuted in, delivered by submarine or high-speed boat, or flown in by helicopter. They're even trained to swim in full combat gear to reach targets. When they reach those targets, that's where the action really begins. SEALs state that their missions primarily include direct action warfare, special reconnaissance, counterterrorism, and foreign internal defense. With stakes as high as these, it means their recruitment process isn't easy, to say the very least. Preparation includes 12 months of basic training, followed by 18 months of pre-deployment and intensive specialized training. But beyond being able to do sit-ups and push-ups, candidates also undertake log weight training, boat running, and even surf torture to accustom them to breath control in water. All of these and countless other grueling exercises are designed to push the limits of teamwork and individual mental strength. The process is so brutal that there have been years where more SEALs have died in training than they have in combat. And for those that do survive, almost 75% of candidates who start the course drop out. Even Olympic athletes have failed to make it to the bitter end. Although their real-world missions are rarely made public, one of the Navy SEALs' most prolific victories, Operation Neptune Spear, resulted in the elimination of Osama bin Laden. Under cover of darkness, the SEALs were airdropped inside enemy territory and managed to take out one of the most high-profile targets in U.S. history in just 30 minutes. Some people can't even take a shower in that space of time. But just like a shower, the mission was a clean success. But then again, so are the majority of SEALs' missions, which are usually over before most people even know they've started.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
The SAS. The British Special Air Service is the longest established special forces unit in military history. During World War II, it was decided that an elite team of highly trained and specialized soldiers were needed to infiltrate enemy lines. This would allow them to perform highly secretive, off-the-books operations while inflicting substantial damage. Their resounding successes solidified the unit's philosophy of who dares, wins. And today, the SAS mainly trains in special operations warfare, surveillance, and counterterrorism. But what truly sets them apart from other units is their infamously brutal selection training. While most applicants have a background in military training, many fail to pass the selection test. It involves 5 months of pure hell designed to break down every single candidate both physically and mentally. Physical testing involves timed, forced marches across the British countryside, which may sound like a walk in the park, but not so much when also issued with a backpack filled with bricks. This is followed by endurance training, which soldiers are known to have died trying to complete thanks to conditions of both extreme heat and cold. If they survive, they go on to train through jungle terrain and are instructed in weapons, tactics, and hand-to-hand combat. By the end of the process, only about 1 in 10 candidates make the cut. While the physical training certainly sounds extreme, the psychological training participants also receive is no easier. Resistance to interrogation is taught to prepare soldiers for capture by enemy forces and involves sleep deprivation, hooding, stress positions, and deprivation of warmth, food, and water. As you can probably tell, the SAS takes no chances when it sends its troops into the line of duty. That is, assuming it has any troops left by the end of training. The efficiency and courage this training teaches can be seen in the SAS's results. Operation Barris, back in 2000, saw 11 men from the Royal Irish Regiment captured and held hostage by Sierra Leone rebels. After negotiations failed, the SAS stepped in with the help of paratroopers and cleared the buildings before extracting the hostages. While one SAS member was lost, at least 25 of the rebels were subdued and all hostages were rescued alive. Another operation in Afghanistan back in 2018 saw a lone SAS soldier use his initiative to crawl into tunnels that several terrorists had escaped into. While the local militia refused to give chase, this one soldier eliminated all 6 of the escaping terrorists in the dark with nothing more than a pistol and a claw hammer after his pistol jammed. It may not have been standard issue, but it sure as hell got the job done. With such demonstrated skill, it's no surprise these soldiers are considered an elite special force. And what's more, SAS soldiers also train alongside MI5 and MI6 operatives in the art of espionage. So altogether, an SAS officer is like having a Navy SEAL and James Bond all rolled into one. Frau Mann's Korpset. Sometimes it's not quantity, but quality that really counts. Don't believe me? Just ask the Danish Frømandskorpset, an elite unit which has seen less than 350 recruits make it into its ranks. In English, their name means Frogman Corps, and as it implies, they're a lethal maritime force that make their enemies croak. Part of the Royal Danish Navy, this Denmark-based unit was established back in 1957, cherry-picking the best elements from elite Norwegian, British, and American military practices. While their primary role is reconnaissance, this unit goes where Navy ships can't. They're able to target beaches, coastlines, fjords, and harbors with ease, but are also trained in special reconnaissance, shipboarding, sabotage, and direct action when required. Enduring so much time in the cold, dark waters of the Northern Hemisphere doesn't just come naturally, and the training a frogman has to push through puts many other forces to shame. While military experience isn't required, the selection process weeds out more than half of all applicants in the first week, separating the Call of Duty fanboys from the real deals. You'll only move on if you can run 1.7 miles in 12 minutes, march with 22 pounds of equipment for over 40 miles, swim almost 1,000 feet in 8 minutes, and swim almost 100 feet underwater. The water section will often see candidates attempting to put on full scuba gear underwater, but inexperienced divers sometimes black out and require reviving. And all of those challenges are just the baseline to getting in. With around 200 recruits per selection process, less than 10% will progress to the next phase. This stage includes navigation marches, hypothermia resistance training in cold water, a 1,000 push-up test, and 16-mile marches, usually assigned to one of the evenings a week that candidates have time off. And all of this is completed in only a 6-week window. For the remainder of the 8 months, basic and technical training will be of primary concern, revolving around elements like high tactical oxygen dive training, high patrol training, and bomb disposal. Graduation is followed up by another year of training before any recruit can become an operator. From here, it's a life of almost complete secrecy, with the Danish government rarely releasing details of frogman missions. But depending on their missions, such as reconnaissance, teams of operators may wear face veils to obscure the shape of the head and neck. Delta Force. You may know them as the U.S. Delta Force or just as the unit, but their official title is the 1st Special Operational Detachment Delta. Many of their nicknames are informal, which is hardly surprising as very few people officially speak publicly about what they really do, as their movements are heavily classified. Alongside counterterrorism operations, Delta Force take part in hostage scenarios, reconnaissance, and less covert, direct action operations. Formed in 1977, when high-profile terrorist activity began to rise, this Tier 1 Special Operations Unit was originally supposed to remain completely unknown to the public. Of course it didn't, but this secrecy remains in place. Many of their missions are strictly classified, and even when killed in battle, the Army will often refuse to disclose a soldier's true unit. Now that's how you take it to the grave. The selection process for Delta Force is reportedly the most difficult in the entire world. Most candidates are already incredibly capable soldiers, often hailing from special forces like the 82nd Airborne and Navy SEALs, with many having served their country through active combat. But even their extensive experience with grueling physical training isn't enough to guarantee making it through this hardcore selection process. It involves a month-long course designed to highlight the very best of the best. Of the best. With insanely demanding tests ranging from advanced vehicle navigation and lockpicking to demolitions and expert firearm usage, everything is geared towards creating ultimate destruction machines. Most details about the specifics of the process remain classified, but it's believed that less than 10% of applicants make it through Delta Force selection. Of the few who are selected to train as part of the unit, a further 50% are then expected to drop out. So of a potential group of 120 candidates, just about 6 will make it through. And that's on a good day. This absolutely brutal regiment means Delta's overall numbers are thought to be around just 1,000 operators. But they do say the best things come in small packages. Even though many of Delta Force's operations details are kept top secret, their involvement in the 1989 invasion of Panama unavoidably made headlines. That December, Delta Force operatives managed to rescue an American hostage from a jail in the middle of Panama City. Despite having their helicopter shot down and their operatives severely wounded, they managed to extract the hostage and team without any fatalities on their side. And days after that, a Delta unit used extensive psychological warfare to convince the tyrannical president of Panama, Manuel Noriega, to throw up the white flag. I can only commend him for lasting that long. I'd have taken one look at them and surrendered right away. I'm not a coward. I just prefer my body bullet hole free. Which of these special forces would you want to be a part of if you were capable of making it through the training process? Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.